For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is wonderful Friday. Good morning to everyone. I pray you're doing great out there. Hope you have a great weekend planned and you're excited. You've been working hard during the week and you're going to just do something to enjoy now, you know? Keep the balance going, right? You work hard, then you get to play hard and keep God right in the center of it all. In the meantime, please go to the website and register for our daytime Christmas coming December 13th. And November, my friend, is partner month. Whether you're becoming a new partner, you've been curious about partnership, or you're an older partner, meaning you did in the past and just kind of fell by the wayside, please come back. We have great expansion in our hearts for 2014, and we will need new partners to do that. We've spent 10 years, my friend, laying the groundwork of this ministry and laying the foundation, and we just believe God's ready to have us turn a corner. And I never do this on radio except this year. And we've been on off and on Life Songs Radio for almost a decade. So please pray about becoming a partner with us. In the meantime, point number 3 on persistence in prayer. If you've missed any of these, you've got to go to the radio menu page and catch up. But we brought up the point that the Greek verb tense in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 12, ask, seek, knock, and find, is to continue asking, to continue seeking, to continue knocking. Then you'll find. Why is there at times a requirement from God that we persist in prayer? Because number one, it reveals our passion. If we really mean this thing, we'll keep praying it. It'll be in our bellies. We won't be able to let it go because it won't let go of us. Woo! How's that? Thank you, Lord. Passion is revealed when we persist in prayer. Number 2, your motive gets revealed when you persist in prayer. Do you really want it for the kingdom? You know, does it mean you're never allowed to have, like, you know, I want that banana split because I really want something. I would love a new, you know, car. I've been riding my old one. Is that selfish? No, man. You check your heart. God's a great God. You know, but there are other times, hello, where you may have prayed a bit selfishly. I have. And my motives got checked on it. And I said, oh, my goodness, God, I'm so glad you didn't give that to me at that time. I would have blown that big time. Number 3. Often when you're persisting in prayer, it's because God's going to reveal to you how you view God's character. You know, for instance, it's a challenge to wait and still look to God and still honor God and still bow low and say, you are God and I'm not. When your prayers aren't answered immediately. This causes you to grow, my friend. It causes you to change and you to understand the character and the nature of a loving Heavenly Father. Not just a Santa Claus, but a Father who has His best for you and is watching out for you. And yes, can't wait to give good gifts to His children, but wants you to go and work with Him and do things in His timing. Because that's when all the pieces will fit together. Well, my time is out. I hope you love this. Passion, motives, and knowing God's character. Reasons why we persist in prayer. Have a great weekend, and by His grace, we'll be back on Monday. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.